and welcome to another program of A Closer Look. My name is Laurie Hackett, and again, I'm so happy to be back in the studio today with more guests talking about community, volunteerism, and collaboration. This is the first show of our fifth year, which is wonderful. So that means we've had just so many guests bringing such wisdom and experience and ideas about volunteering. So I'm excited to get started. So my first guest today is a friend of mine, and a lot of people in our community know him. So listeners, join me in welcoming the president of Northampton Community College, Dr. David Ruth. Welcome, Dave.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Well, thanks for taking the time to be here.
Of course.
We all certainly know and love, we have such a strong college system, universities in the Valley, and Northampton Community College is certainly one of them. When people hear Northampton Community College, what do you want to be the first thing they think of beyond the academics? What do you want to come into their minds when they hear about Northampton?
Accessibility. We are a college of the community. It's our middle name. And so we want to be the college that's known for an affordable, accessible, and quality educational opportunity, accessible for all.
Give us a couple of numbers. How many students, full or part-time, are there now?
We serve about 10,000 credit students that are taking degree or certificate programs. And then we have a larger audience, 15,000, 20,000 of the non-credit students, the career credit students that are taking courses in how to make kiffles or guitar lessons or non-degree welding programs or, the short-term learning how to use Excel, adult mm-hmm. enrichment kinds of courses. So all in all, like nearly 30,000 students annually we serve in our communities, both in the Lehigh Valley and the Pocono region.
Wow, that's fantastic. And in your role as the president, how often do you get to interact with students? And could you just talk a little bit about why that matters so much to you?
Well, that's a critical part of my job. And as you get higher in the hierarchy, you get further away from students, and that is something that doesn't rest well with me. I'm a student affairs guy. I grew up at Lehigh in student affairs, and I was a dean of students for many, many years. It's such an important part of what we do, and I make sure that I spend time with students. I have office hours monthly where I just have my door open. Students can come, give feedback, ideas, suggestions, grab a cookie, take a selfie usually. But I actually commute. And so on days where I have a late night or early morning, I actually have an apartment in the residence hall. So I stay in the building and have breakfast with the students in the morning and get to talk to them and interact with them. I go to every basketball wrestling match, baseball game that I can, and women's volleyball, whatever sporting event, so that I can surround myself with our students. I go to all the theater programs. I go out of my way to make sure that students are I'm constantly interacting, because they'll tell you everything. They'll tell you what's good, what's bad, what needs to change, how NCC has transformed their lives. And it's a very important part of what I do.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Someone who I also worked at universities before in my earlier career. And I think sometimes we forget that students are at the heart of all that we do.
Yep, absolutely.
In higher ed. Could you talk a little bit about staff and faculty? How are they? Have you seen a change since you've come in as president? Just talk a little bit about what's happening with that group.
I've focused a lot of my presidency on culture and our mm-hmm. institute. It's one of our strategic plan pillars right now, is a focus on the inside of the college. And I want NCC to be a place where people enjoy coming to work and they enjoy their colleagues, because when they're happy and they're getting along and they're doing good work, that will benefit our students. So it's a very important component of what I do every day. We have an exceptional faculty and staff that what I love about NCC is we're solely focused on our students. So mm-hmm. everyone that works there is focused on students and their success. It's in our mission. It's what we do. And, making sure from our food pantry to our support services and counseling and all the services, the wraparound supports that we offer our students, it's such an important component of their educational experience. And so what I always say is some of the secret sauce of NCC is our people, because mm-hmm. we're so driven toward our students and their success.
Oh, thank you for that. Here you are in the Lehigh Valley, also up in the Poconos. How has the growth of the Lehigh Valley shaped Northampton? And in reverse, how has Northampton shaped the growth of the Lehigh Valley?
Yeah, as the Lehigh Valley has grown, our footprint has grown, so we can attract a larger audience of students. So like I said, we're not just Lehigh Valley, we're Pocono region as well. We have a campus in Tannersville in Monroe County. We have a campus in Bethlehem Township and one in South Bethlehem. And so as the region has exploded, mm-hmm. people are coming here, moving here, getting jobs here, needing to upskill here, needing to send their kids to school here. So the way we've then grown, because of the valley has grown, it allows us to expand our programs and our services and our opportunities. And we spend a lot of time communicating with business and industry in the region so that we can know what their needs are, so we can help their workforce need, you know, so we can educate the workforce of the Lehigh Valley and the Pocono region.
Collaboration is really the reason we started this whole podcast, because mm-hmm. this is a community of great collaboration and spirit and community. What other nonprofit organizations does Northampton Community College collaborate with, partner with for your programming?
There's so many because, like the Chamber, the Lehigh Valley Chamber, the Bethlehem Chamber, the Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation, mm-hmm. that's one of our biggest ones because that's where all of the businesses of the valley come together with all the educational institutions of the region of the valley. And we have a real discussion about what are the needs that you have and how can we as a educational community fulfill those needs. And, you know, quite frankly, as a community college, we're nimble and we're agile. We can, you have a need, we can figure out a curriculum yeah. and get something started right away. Yeah. And we don't have to go through a whole lot of hierarchy of processes and all those things where by the time, sometimes the need could be gone by the time we mm-hmm. figure it all out. So with us, we can, this is your need, this is our curriculum, this is how we can satisfy that, and let's get started. Mm-hmm. So we actually host that Education and Talent Supply Council as part of LVEDC on our campus to have and broker those conversations. So that's how we get that insight of what this community
needs.
Yeah.
I know there's a really active Northampton Community College Foundation. Could you share with our listeners what that is, what their role and mission is?
Yeah, so we're so blessed that we have the NCC Foundation. A year after the college was formed, the foundation was formed, and what it does is it provides scholarships for our students. And even though we are the most affordable college in Pennsylvania, there's still a gap where students can't come to us because they can't afford it. Luckily and thankfully, we have this foundation that provides scholarships to students. We have private scholarships. We have foundation scholarships. We give $1.5 million annually in
wow.
private aid, plus federal financial aid mm-hmm. and all those things. But, you know, sometimes a $200 gap is what keeps a student from being able to come to our college. And so we connect them with the foundation and our scholarship department, and we can help transform
That's
their
great.
Lives over a $200 or maybe $1,000, whatever. But we're so blessed to have that foundation.
Mm-hmm. And I know the foundation has a big fundraising event in May, I
yeah.
believe, right?
Food and Wine.
Do you want to give listeners a minute about that?
It's a fantastic event. It started with a food and wine festival in partnership with Wind Creek, where we would hold a festival where food and wine tasting, it was great. But with COVID, everything changed.
Yes.
And so we hosted a dinner and we would bring in special guests, and we did it at Wind Creek. Now we actually do it on our campus, convert the gym into a beautiful theater, and it's beautiful. And we have this event, and it's our largest fundraiser. Last year, we raised over $300,000 on one dinner,
right.
which is fabulous. And all that money goes directly to students. And that's what's so spectacular.
Well, and listeners, I can attest. I've attended and love it. In fact, last year had Mike Molesky and Anthony Honorata on the show. And
okay.
I know Ashley Russo's really involved.
Yes.
So
it is, I say it's the premier event of the Lehigh Valley. It's where it's a lot of fun. It's really good food, really
mm-hmm.
good wine,
mm-hmm.
and a really good purpose.
Yep,
and
exactly.
What the theme this year is the art of food, small plates, and big opportunities or something like where, you know,
love
just
it.
Just a small, a nice dinner and how that can transform lives for so many students.
Oh, that's great. And I love a good theme, so
yeah.
that's great.
And a good meal, right?
And a good meal, that's
a good
right.
glass of wine,
and being
too.
With friends, right?
And being with friends, that's right.
Let's talk about a little about your being the leader of Northampton Community College. What made you want to take this role?
That's interesting because I went to school. I went to college to be a high school math teacher, and I never changed my major. I knew I was driven. I had a really good math teacher in middle school and high school, and I said, that's what I want to do because they almost made it fun. You know, it was not really fun, but it was bearable, and I wanted to be that person. So I went to college. I went to a community college. I went to a four-year institution, got my bachelor's in math. I then found Lehigh University, had a grad assistant position. So I got my master's in math, still thinking one day I'm going to be a math teacher. But then I fell in love with higher ed, student affairs. I've never actually taught a single day of high school math in my career. But now I teach math at the college. But so working in student affairs and higher education. And one day a position was posted, a chief of staff at Northampton Community College with Dr. Mark Erickson. I'm like, Mark Erickson, oh my gosh, he was my dean when I was at Lehigh. So I emailed him, and next thing I know, I'm chief of staff and vice president. And my mentor when I was at Drexel University in Philadelphia, she said, you know, when you go to a community college, it might be a challenge to go back into the 4-year space. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm not so sure I want to go back. You know.
Wow.
So anyway, I worked with Mark Erickson for 6 years as vice president and chief of staff. And when he said he was going to retire, I just loved it there. I love the mission. I love our purpose. I love the fact that we're focused on students. I love our students. I love the community, the businesses, the folks that we work with. I said, I gotta at least explore this opportunity. And I'm so blessed and humbled that it worked out. And I don't take it for granted at all. It's a very challenging opportunity with a lot of responsibility, but I love it. And I am so grateful to have such a wonderful team to lead with and a group of faculty and staff that care. And it's the greatest job in the world. It really
is. Your enthusiasm, your sincerity is evident every time I see you. So, Dave, what is something that you learned about leadership from listening to students?
Just listening. The acronym WAIT, WAIT. I use this a lot when I was a dean telling parents that sometimes students just want to talk. Where your kids just want to talk. And WAIT stands for, why am I talking? You know, so why am I talking? Just listen.
Right.
Sometimes students just need to dump. They just need to get it off their chest, and then they go out and they're having a good time, and you're all bundled up like all that. But you listen, you take in what they have to say. Sometimes it's good advice. Sometimes it's something that's maybe not realistic. Like, will NCC ever get a football team? I can definitely say we're not looking to have a football team. But my advisor and information that they tell about their advising experiences. If you just listen. And when you start triangulating some of the stories and putting it together, and that's what I love about interacting with students. So when we sit around the cabinet table and our leaders are saying, you know, every student knows who their advisor is, I'm like, yeah, that's not exactly true because I have a student in my class that doesn't even know how to look up who his advisor is. So, you know, you learn, you listen, you understand, and then even with leading faculty and staff, like, listen to what they have to say. Some of the best ideas come out of our staff that are doing the work, not from the leadership table. And sometimes, you know, this is what I'm thinking. Well, go back and say, I heard what you said. I understand where you're coming from. And this is why we're taking the direction. And people understand.
Love it.
And you've given me an opportunity to provide feedback. You've listened. And we're going to support you and go in this direction.
Wow.
I'm not the smartest person in the room. I have a great team. And my faculty and staff colleagues, they're our think tank that I try to engage as many of them in the decisions that we make each and every day.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
That's why I'm exhausted.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. We're almost at the end of our interview and our time together, unfortunately. But as we close out, I just was, as you're saying that, with such enthusiasm, and you're such, you know, you're such a cheerleader for the college. What is something that you think deserves a little bit more attention about Northampton Community College?
Funding.
Okay.
I know the state budget this year was a challenge. We actually didn't get our allocation until October, November, when it should have been in July. And that, you know, so that meant we had to spend other resources to pay the bills until the state budget came in. But when it finally came in, it had no increase for us, despite you know, people's wages and things that we want to keep happy employees.
Sure.
Healthcare has gone up, you know, 21%. So expenses are increasing, but we got no additional allocation this year. So funding is so important, and we're funded in three ways. A third of our funding is supposed to come from the state, a third from our local sponsor, which is our school districts, but it doesn't come from the school. They're just the taxing authority for the community. And then the final third is student tuition. And for each component of state and local that doesn't go to a third, it just means the students have to pay more.
Right.
So in reality, the students are paying about 60% of the freight. But, you know, I understand. I can't go to the school districts and say, you know, give us more money, because that means more taxes. I don't want to do that to our community that we rely on.
Mm-hmm.
And the governor's doing his best to increase our allocation. We, you know, but budget, it's a challenging budget time. So resources are primary for us. And we're a publicly funded institution.
Right.
And so we need the public funds to survive.
Right.
But thank God we have that foundation, because
60%
of the tuition is borne on the students. We have a foundation that can support them.
Right.
Monetary contributions
yes.
to our foundation
yes.
will always be appreciated.
Yes. But everything that you said in that, the most important point is that students are at the center of your mission.
The core
as always.
Of what we do.
So, Well, thank you. Again, listeners, we were joined today by Dr. David Ruth, president of Northampton Community College. Dave, great to see you.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been fun.
Thank you. And we'll be right back.
WDIY presents a selection of award-winning podcasts that air weeknights from 6 to 7 p.m. Listen to important conversations regarding art, science, business, health, and more here in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Check our website for new topics and archived programs. WDIY podcasts are on 88.1 FM, streaming at wdiy.org, on the app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to A Closer Look. I'm your host, Laurie Hackett, and we just had a wonderful conversation with Dave Ruth, the president of Northampton Community College. And now we're going to have another wonderful conversation with a friend of mine who does so much in the community. So listeners, with us now in the studio is Larry Corcoran. Welcome, Larry.
Thank you for having me. Congratulations on your wonderful podcast.
Oh, thanks so much. I made him say that, listeners. So Larry is an executive with Air Products, and he also is a really active volunteer and board member with one of the newest councils at the Chamber, which is the Veteran and Military Council of the Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce, and also involved with the Lower Saucon Authority, and also we have to mention is a retired Lieutenant Commander of the Navy.
That's correct.
Exactly. So look at all that service.
That's a lot of stuff.
So much to talk about. But let's start, Larry, talking about the Chamber. You've been involved for a few years as a veteran yourself, certainly, and a deep commitment to service. Could you talk about the council? Mission, purpose, why you chose to get involved?
Yes. The purpose of the council is to focus on the veterans in the Lehigh Valley, create networking opportunities for them, display the leadership capabilities of our veterans in the community, and then find veterans that we can support and help in the cases they need it. The council is set up to focus on the veterans, and then we have a board that I'm a member of that helps the chamber plan certain events that are focused on veterans.
And what made you decide to get involved? Did I ask you to? I'm kidding.
You asked me to, but I think, you know, once you start volunteering, you start to realize that you can have a big impact. And my volunteering started with coaching. And then as my kids moved into high school sports, you realize there's a void that now is created that you want to fill with something. And being part of the council at the chamber was just something that's rewarding to me, and it's helpful to others. And I appreciate actually spending time with other veterans, just telling stories. And it's just a good group of people.
So when we think about the year of activity of the council, I know you have a ruck and walk. Maybe you could tell our listeners a little bit about that. And also, I know you have a springtime event to support veterans. Could you share some details on those?
Yeah. So there's a variety of events that the council plans. One of the important ones is our Veterans 5K run that we run over towards Veterans Day. It's a networking event, right? But we also use it to raise money that we then donate to veterans' causes. So we this year we had almost 300 participants in that 5K run, and it was an opportunity for veterans to connect, ones that you knew or know and ones that you don't know. And that money was donated to a veterans cause in the Valley. So that's a great event for us.
Great.
And then as we move closer to spring, we have a very important event that we call Brush Up for Veterans in the Lehigh Valley, where we're looking for veterans who live in the valley who have a home that may be in need of repair, external painting and weatherization. We gather volunteers to go out to those veterans' homes and do the exterior painting. So right now, where we are in that process is we're looking for homes to paint, right? So we need people who are veterans who need some help with their home to apply so that we can select the homes that we want to address in the May timeframe with our volunteers.
And so you're putting this out to listeners if they know of a veteran who's in need, and how would they then get connected?
So if you are a veteran or you know a veteran mm-hmm. whose home you think would benefit from our volunteerism, that they can go to the Chamber's website, and there's a drop-down box at the top that's for councils and groups. And then when you go down that drop-down, there's a Veterans and Military Council right. drop-down, and the application will be there. It's a very simple application. There's a couple qualifications required. But we're hoping to get 5 to 7 homes, and we can get as many volunteers as we need. Mm-hmm. And it's really a great day because, you know, a beautiful sunny day, you've got 15 to 20 people surrounding this home, painting it, making it beautiful. And you see the veteran there, not just proud to be a veteran, but really happy that people are there to help them. So it's a great event. Last year, you know, I worked to field a team of 15 people. But around the valley, you've got groups of 10 to 15 people painting 7 different homes. So it's really a fun event.
There are also regular meetings of the council, right. of the Veteran Council. What are the agenda topics for those? And are others in the community able to join those?
Yes. So we just had our most recent council meeting yesterday at Lehigh Carbon Community College. Mm-hmm. So we have those meetings every other month. They're open to all council members.
Great.
You can join the council by just getting on our mailing list, which is also on the council website. And so yesterday we had a variety of topics. We had a veteran-owned business come in and present about what their business is about, right? It's creating a network opportunity. We had Flags Across America come present about what the opportunity in Lehigh Valley was for that charitable organization focused on veterans. And we had just an opportunity for veterans to gather and share stories. There was a full agenda. It lasts about 2 hours.
Okay.
And the agenda varies, but it's focused on businesses that are veteran-owned to share their business model, mm-hmm. and it's focused on community service. And then in this particular instance, we also had the Veteran Affairs team from the Lehigh County and Northampton County come and talk about the things that the Veterans Affairs Council is doing. So what I generally find in the audience are people who have veteran-owned businesses who want to share their business with everybody. We have people like me who are veterans kind of representing their company
yep.
and how we're participating in the Valley. And then we have retired veterans who want to get connected, keep connected, and then understand what might be available to them from the Veteran Affairs Organization. So it's a combination of different interests, but it's a good day.
So much opportunity. You know, we talk a lot about the Chamber on this program, and I think people don't realize, you know, there are 32 different councils and committees and chambers that they can get involved with, and this is one that certainly draws veterans and allies. Larry, in getting to know you as I have and through all of your work, how has your sense of purpose, which I feel is so strong, how has that evolved through your career, through your life?
I think it started with military service, just yeah. wearing the uniform. Mm-hmm. And you did it because you felt like it was not just an obligation, but you were proud to do mm-hmm. it. Then you begin to realize that, especially when you have kids and you're coaching, that you realize you can have an impact on the community that you're working in. In the particular case of coaching, you realize that you really need to volunteer or your kids aren't going to have the opportunities that you want them to have. Like, as I said before, once that goes away, there's a void created that you realize that you can have an impact on your community and you just need to get proactive about volunteering. And that's what Lower Saucon Authority has allowed me to do, but also the Veterans Network at Air Products. And then, and as important as my work is on the board of the chamber mm-hmm. of the council. So it's evolved in a sense where I've gone from looking to participate opportunistically to making it more of my regular commitment in any given week and moving towards more of the leadership piece mm-hmm. of it, where getting others to volunteer instead of volunteering myself. So that's really how it's evolved, you know, rather than opportunistically participating, looking to lead and get others to volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where I am now.
So well said. Thanks for that. And on that, you mentioned leadership. How has your leadership role, your corporate leadership role as vice president at Air Products, affected the work that you do in the community? Are there lessons that you've taken from each and brought over?
Yes. Well, mostly from my community service, bringing it back from my business perspective, having a deeper appreciation how Air Products can positively impact the communities that it's working in by just being not only a good corporate citizen, but also organizing its employees to contribute into the communities that we're operating in. So it's really been my community service that's affected how I think about myself as a business leader that mm-hmm. goes beyond my ability to help Air Products create value for shareholders and really how Air Products can create a better life for the communities in which we're working in.
Again, so well said. You mentioned there are a lot of corporations that have employee resource groups.
Yes.
What's the importance of that, or how do making space for employee resource groups at companies affect employees and
right.
community?
So at Air Products, as an example, we have many different employee resource groups. These are really affinity groups. It's a group of people that you can more closely associate yourself with, that you feel comfortable working and talking with. We've got women in business. We've got Hispanics and Latinos at Air Products. Now we have Veterans Network at Air Products. And I think the importance of organizations like this for a company like Air Products is improve the overall employee experience so that we can retain employees longer. They're happier. They want to come to work because they have a network of people that they feel comfortable with and that they can associate with. So it's good for business and it's mm-hmm. good for employees. So it makes sense all around. And we have a really good HR team at Air Products that's championed the establishment of these employee resource groups. And they were very helpful in establishing our veterans network. And so we've got a full set of employee resource groups at Air Products that I think it makes a great working environment.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my roles on the board of the council is to help chamber members establish these veterans resource groups. So we have a small committee inside the board that is focused on not only keeping existing veteran groups established and connecting them, but helping other companies establish veterans employee resource groups so that we can just continue to expand and grow the network of veterans that we have. Because that's who we're working through then to get volunteers or participate in the 5K or other events that benefit veterans in the Lehigh Valley.
I was going to ask about that, and I'm so glad you went there because on this program, we always talk about collaboration, mm-hmm. like what's coming together. So I know that the chamber is often, you know, is the convener often, but the success of collaboration and partnership is based on champions like you who
yes.
are reaching out to our other corporate friends too, especially like in your example for employee resources.
Yes. I mean, we definitely lean on the chamber and to help us connect with other companies and other veteran employee resource groups. But it definitely takes leaders on the ground at each of those
yep.
companies to, one, establish these resource groups, but then to make sure we're mm-hmm. connecting with the other groups. And that's why events like the 5K is a perfect opportunity for us to collect in resource teams or resource groups and talk about not only our military experience, but just how do we grow and learn as people in the Lehigh Valley. So,
Larry, what is something that you know now about what it takes to be a strong leader that you didn't know when you started your career?
I think people want to be led. They just want to know what the vision is, where you want them to go, and convincing them that it's a worthwhile place to go and they'll go with you.
Mm-hmm.
In my current role at Air Products, I have over 650 people working for me globally. Establishing the vision that you have for the organization and how they fit in, if you can articulate that well, people will move. People will go with you. So I've done that with my team at Air Products, but also the Veterans Network at Air Products, and try and leverage that into the council as well. It's just let's create a vision of what we want to be, and then let's get there. And you never get there because you keep moving the target so that mm-hmm. you're just continuing to work right. and getting better. You don't want to just say you got there. You want to just then move the target to a more difficult spot mm-hmm. and move there. So it's been leadership is something I think I've learned over time, but establishing that vision is the most important part.
Wonderful. Thanks for that. Larry, we're at the end of the program, unfortunately, but my last question is this. If someone took a closer look, a really close look at your life and all of your activities, what would they learn matters most to you?
What matters most to me is that whatever you're undertaking or whatever I undertook, we gave it 100% effort, and that the outcomes were important, that success is important, and that you need to put in the effort to get there.
Perfect. Well said. Well, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
Sure. And listeners, we were just joined by Larry Corcoran. Larry is vice president at Air Products. He's a board member for the Lehigh Valley Chamber Veteran and Military Council, active with Lower Saucon Authority, and most important to mention of all of those things, lieutenant commander in the Navy. And so he's a Navy veteran. It's been a great show, again, joined by Larry and earlier Dave Ruth. For a closer look, we have the chance to dive in and meet really cool people doing great things and giving back to this fabulous community. I'm Laurie Hackett, and we'll see you next time on A Closer Look.